I, for the first time, just realized I have ABCD on this microphone, so I will have to investigate that a little bit further and see what other hotkeys I can program in there, but that's good to know. I appreciate that little nugget of information. Sean, what are you running for HF in the mobile now?
Wait a minute, you're talking about ABCD buttons that are programmable on the microphone, just before I comment. Is that what you're talking about?
P1 through 4 and ABCD on the mic, yes, not on the radio.
That's my confusion. That's why I said I don't think the 200 had it, but I know the 300 did, because the 300, I think, had them on the face of the radio. With the 200 and the 500, none of those radios did. You're talking about the mic. Yeah, of course. Right. And those are nice, but I don't know if they have a short press, long press, do they? Because that was the cool thing about the old Kenwoods I was talking about, because they had a button marked tone, and short press would be tone on, tone off. Long press would be set tone. So it was just so intuitive, you know. And then, you know, plus, minus, you know, simplex, plus, minus, simplex. And if you press and held it, you could set the offset. You know, now I don't know how useful that one was. You know, but things like that with that short press, long press, and dual functionality and stuff like that. But I don't know if you can do that with those buttons. So in order to do the tone thing like I was describing, you'd have to actually use two buttons unless they have the short press, long press thing. Anyhow, enough on that. So I've got a few mobile radios. I think I'm going to settle on my IC7000. I have not found a better mobile radio than the IC7000. It has one caveat, and that's the cable separating the head from the RF deck is proprietary. And if it goes bad, you're kind of screwed, I think. Wait, maybe not. No, that might have been the 706. So, yeah, maybe not on that. But the 7000 has, the display is just, it's composite video. It's not really, you know, a separate control head per se. So that makes it a little persnickety. But the 7000 to me is the finest. I've got a Kenwood 480, is it? I like that really well too. A little larger, has a lot more buttons and switches and that, but doesn't do the VHF UHF, which, you know, whatever. And you know, and a little bit harder to mount, but you know, that one's really nice for mobile. And then I was thinking about the 705. The only problem is I run an amp in the mobile, and I got to get the power up to at least 50 watts to drive the amp satisfactorily. So you know, the 705, that's the only killer. If I could just get the 705 up to, I'd probably start running it. If I could just get the output of it up to about 50, you know, to drive that amp better. Anyhow, Dakota, that's a lot there. But for the most part, IC7000 ICOM.